السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. وعن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصيام والقرآن يشفيان العبد يوم القيامة. يقول الصيام: رب إني منعته الطعام والشراب في النهار فشفعني. ويقول القرآن: رب إني منعته النوم في الليلة فشفعني في يوم القيامة. صدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. All praise is due to Allah, Rabbul Izzat, our creator, sustainer, nourisher, master of the worlds. Durood and salam upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, beloved family and companions. Brothers in Islam, Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, Allah Pak has given us the beautiful 10 days of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Awwaluhu rahmatun, the mercy of Allah is descending. Our hearts should have been engulfed with the mercy of Allah. Allah grant us His rahmah. We must feel the rahmat of Allah in the atmosphere, during the day, during the night. And if our hearts are clean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's nur, tajalli, will descend right on our heart. Now the second 10 days will commence, will be awsatuhu maghfiratun, forgiveness and emancipation from the fire of Jahannam, forgiveness from Allah, repent sincerely from all the mistakes. And the last 10 days will be emancipation from the fire of Jahannam. Allah protect us all. The continuing on the theme from Surah Al-Baqarah on Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given a specific ayah emphasizing not only on the month, but the importance of the revelation of Quran in the month of Ramadan. There is a very big collaboration, there is a very big understanding between Quran and Ramadan. All the divine kitabs, Torah, Zabur, Injil, were revealed in Sahifas, were revealed in the month of Ramadan, according to the narration. But specifically the Quran Kareem. Allah Pak even said, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubaraka, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Ya Allah Ta'ala is saying, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. In the month of Ramadan, Allah Pak revealed the Quran. The entire Quran took almost 23 years to be revealed. But the first revelation came, it was the month of Ramadan. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam received this revelation in the cave of Hira when he was told to read, Iqra. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ma ana biqariin, I can't read. So what I should read? If Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam held him and said, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. That means read the name of Allah. In the name of Allah, read the Quran. Whatever came out, wahi came on him and immediately he began to recite. Brothers, understand this. What is the Quran itself? It is the kalam of Allah. Khairul kalami kalamullah. Mulukul kalam kalamul muluk. The best of speeches is the speeches of the king. And this is the king of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. You hear people's speeches, few years, they write books about it, they write booklets about it, they may record their speeches. But did anybody ponder on the Quran Kareem? Where Allah Himself has recited, these are the words of Allah. And imagine, inshallah, in Jannah, say inshallah, brothers, when we go, Allah Ta'ala Himself will recite. And in the world, we start with A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitani Rajeem. Then we say Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim, as by the command of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will say, Ana Ar-Rahman, and then you say, Ar-Rahman, Allama Al-Quran, Khalaq Al-Insan, Allamahu Al-Bayan. Allah Ta'ala Himself will recite. Can you imagine the qira'ah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? We get happy when Qurra recite to us, Huffaz recite to us, the Imams of the Haram recite to us, or we get a good CD on Qira'ah, we get excited. But they imagine Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself will be reciting. What must have been the atmosphere in Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What must have been the atmosphere in Haram Sharif of Makkah? Allah Pak protect the Haramain Sharifain, Allah take us for Hajj and Umrah. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was standing, and the Kuffar used to stand in the corners of the Kaaba and listen to the Quran. They used to actually get up from their sleep and come to and listen to the Fajr Qira'ah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they used to meet after that and said, I warn you not to come What brought you here? He said, the words of Allah is attracting me. Never mind, tomorrow we take a promise not to meet. 3-4 days continuously, Abu Lahab, Abu Jahl, all arch enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala was trying to soften their heart, but Allah didn't give them hidayat. And it was one or two ayats that Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala heard, and Allah gave him hidayat. Now, there is a beautiful hadith related to this. نَوِّرُوا مَنَازِلَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَقِرَاءَةِ الْقُرْآنِ. Illuminate, enlighten your homes with salah and tilawat of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala make it such that our homes are full of ibadah all the time. There's time for resting, there's time for eating, there's time for sleeping, everything. In the month of Ramadan, even a person is sleeping for that 6 hours, 7 hours, he's getting sawab. Now Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made it easy. Say when you go home after Taraweeh, for example, after a little while, read 2 rakat tafil namaz. Then a person who makes fajr with jamaat, isha with jamaat and fajr with jamaat gets the sawab of as if the entire night's ibadat. Look at for the males how easy. So for us it is wajib to come to the masjid. For our sisters at home they must perform the salah. So make it a niyat inshallah. Now in Ramadan we are filling the masjid. After Ramadan also we'll keep the masjid abad inshallah. And especially isha salah and fajr salah. I mean all the salat with jamaat. But especially isha and fajr with jamaat. As if the entire night in ibadat. Even if you slept for that 6-7 hours, you're getting as if you have got ibadat. That in your own home, 2 rakas, nafil namaz, tahajjud salah, salatul haja, salatul tawbah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, nawwiru manazilakum bis salah. And illuminate your homes with salah, nafil salah. And then he said, tilawat al-Quran. Whatever portion we can read, we read at home. We must read. Read in your shop, read in your car, read in a business, read in a masjid. But read some portion of the Quran. By now we should have completed 1 Quran, 2 Quran, 3 Quran, whatever Allah gives us opportunity. Today is a public holiday, you can read a little bit extra Quran. Now the Quran and fasting goes together. That is why in the hadith I cited, Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala says that the siyam, the fasting will intercede on behalf of the person fasting. Only Allah knows we are fasting. Salah we can see somebody performing. Umrah somebody going. Ihram they're wearing, they're going for Hajj, the Qurbani we can see, the Zakat somebody we can see, Sadaqah we can see somebody doing, some Amal they're doing. Tilawat al-Quran we can see. Fasting, nobody can see we are fasting. As-sawmu li wa ana ajzibi. Fasting is for me and I will give the reward, Allah is saying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the intention behind the Amal. So the more the intention, Allah ta'ala grant us ikhlas, inshallah, sincerity. But He also increase our intention in that ibadat of fasting. Make it nurun ala nur. And it is enhanced with tilawat al-Quran. So 2 intercessors on the day of Qiyamah. In this hadith is Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying fasting. And 2 is tilawat al-Quran. Fasting will stand up in the court of Allah when there will be questioning on the day of Qiyamah. You say, oh Allah, during the day, I stop this person from eating and drinking and all his carnal pleasures. Oh Allah, for so many hours I controlled him. Now you accept this fast and I will intercede on his behalf. Then the tilawat of the Quran during the day or the night, even at night if people read the Quran, say, oh Allah, I delayed his sleep for a while. I delayed some of his work for a while. Oh Allah, reward him and accept my intercession on his behalf. Read the Quran, brothers. It is the best of speeches. Here in the ayat, Allah Ta'ala is saying, hudal linnas, guidance for mankind. And what is this kalam we got in our hand? And hold it with adab and respect. There's a lot of adab. Make wuzu, be in taharat, face qibla, sit with adab. A lot of people just hold the Quran anyhow. They put their legs towards the Quran. And this is totally disrespectful to the kalam of Allah. Imagine standing in the court of Allah and then you're not holding the Quran properly. And sit with adab. And imagine now you are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and somebody is disturbing you. And lots of youngsters, we see them reading the Quran on the phone, they're lazy to make wuzu, and they find that easy. No, sit with the Quran of Allah. Sit with the printed copy, that will teach you more adab. The phone is for ease, but then there's no ihtiram and respect with that phone Quran there. But keep it with you. No problem, sit with the Quran. It is said that in the commentary is mentioned, one of the rules I want to explain quickly in a few minutes is, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, اقرأوا القرآن بالرهون العرب. Read the Quran in the Arabic dialect. Also it is said, التوجويد الحروف ومعرفة الوقوف. What is tartil? Sayyidina Ali said, tajweedul huruf. Learn to recite the Quran correctly with its laws, tajweed rules. And وَمَعْرِفَةُ wukuf, the places of pausing and stopping. Here it is important, brothers, like how example is given, what the ulama gave, that we have all the traffic signs. Beautiful signs, colorful. Then they are reason for traffic signs. Signal, stop sign, robot, all this thing here. And we sometime unwittingly, unknowingly break these signs. We're breaking the rules. And then what happens? Unfortunately, suddenly there's an accident. But when it comes to the kalam of Allah, and if we did not learn to recite the correctly the Quran, then مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّذِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمُ. Sayyidina Jazri, who was one of the qiras, qaris of the ummah, and imam of the ummah, wrote a kitab. He said, مَنْ لَمْ يُجَوِّذِ الْقُرْآنَ آثِمُ. Who don't beautify the recitation of the Quran with tajweed is a sinner. Even if we learn the Quran in maktab, understand this. Alif, ba, ta, tha, Allah reward our apas and our muallims that time. But now we are gone old. Let tell somebody to listen to your Quran. Any alim, any ustad, any hafiz, any qari. Even if you learn a few surahs correctly. Even your surah Yasin, last 20 surahs of the Quran. Whatever surah, surah Fatiha. Beautify it. Learn it correctly. Otherwise, unfortunately, you may be reading a harf incorrectly. It could change the meaning. Like one word given common is qalbun, qaf, lam, ba. Qalb means heart. Qalbun in Arabic means heart. Qaf, lam, ba. And if you say kalbun, kaf, lam, ba, it means a dog. So, oh Allah, purify my dog. You can't say that. Say, oh Allah, purify my heart. It could change the meaning. So understand this. In somebody else's speech, you make a mistake, that person may get offended. But the speech of Allah, you're getting sin. Imagine if you're reading incorrectly. So one is to read the Quran. We believe that this is the kalam of Allah. That is our iman and aqeedah. Two is how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam learnt it and taught it to the sahaba. When wahi came, he repeatedly, immediately repeated it. And then he taught it to the sahaba. How he taught it, all the rules of tajweed were not formulated now. From the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran was revealed with tajweed. So we should sit with somebody even in Ramadan, after Ramadan, and learn the Quran with tajweed. Another very important lesson is to ponder on the meaning of the Quran. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. You got a copy of the Quran, you're sitting with the Quran, an ayat came of in the Quran, that why don't you even ponder on the Quran? That is why the masla of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he says, on one ayat, he would recite 100 times, one ayat, any ayat, which he had the meaning and understanding, Allah would open doors of wisdom for him. He said, I felt at one time, it is better for me to learn one ayat, practice it, ponder on it, propagate it. It is better than performing 100 rakats nafil namaz. That's the view of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And he was also a walking Quran, ambassador of the Quran. You don't have to become a hafiz. Yes, farz the kifaya from the ummah, they are selected people. Allah make us, make our children, grandchildren, hafaz. Very, very important. But we know a portion of the Quran. On the intention, Allah may raise us amongst the huffaz, inshallah. So this hadith of beautifying our homes with the tilawat of Quran, this hadith of intercession, and there's another hadith that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I will intercede on the day of Qiyamah. About the Quran, some facts written in Al-Qi'itqan is mentioned that there are 30 Jews, you know we call siparas, 30 Jews. Understand, this is the speech of Allah. 30 Jews, 114 surahs, you don't have to know all the names, but when we see, every surah has a selective name. Some was revealed in Makkah, some revealed in Madinah, Munawwara. Then there are 540 rukus, if you are reading the Quran of the waterfall print in South Africa, 540 rukus. There's 14 sajdatul tilawa, according to the Hanafi mazhab, and according to the Shafi'i, there's 15 sajdatul tilawa. Then you will find there that 6,236 ayat, of the Quran. 6,236 ayat. It is said also that 86,470 words in the Quran. And if you count the huruf, for every letter you're getting 10 hasana out of Ramadan. In Ramadan it is multiplied 70 times to whatever Allah wants to give you. A number just shown 70. In the commentary it says 70 million, 7 million, whatever Allah wants to give you, just for us to understand. For one alif, you say only alif, say Allah, repeat Allah. You got so much of sawab. Now imagine if you're reading the whole Quran, they say written in the Quran itself is 3,202,607 huruf in the Quran. Multiple times in the month of Ramadan, how much sawab you're getting one Quran. And don't just rush. Some people got a habit of reading very fast. No, don't just rush. If you know the Quran well, yes, you can read a bit fast. But if you slow in recitation, that is why Allah Ta'ala gave jazai khair to Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahab Rahmatullah Ali. Allah fill his qabr with noor. When he started here many, many years ago, people could not read very fast. So he said, one complete Quran in Taraweeh, you must follow the Imam. And one after Asr, Alhamdulillah, for years we're reading that one para. He said, at least you can follow the huruf. By listening, you're getting double sawab. By reading, it is mustahab for you, you're getting one sawab. By one listening to the Quran, because it's commanded. If somebody is reading, you must listen. If everybody is reading softly, no problem. But if one is reading loud, then the others will listen. It is wajib, you're getting double sawab. One is by following the Quran, and two is your ears is now concentrating on the words of the kalam. So how much nurun ala nur Allah Ta'ala is giving us? Allah Ta'ala fill the qabr of our mashayikh. And alhamdulillah, I must say that what Mawlana had done here in this masjid has gone throughout the world. Throughout the world. We meet people from so many parts of the world. Yesterday a message came from one of the alims in Australia, one of my friends we visit. He said, Mawlana, the same amal you all doing here with Mawlana Yusuf Rahmatullah. He said it gave him in Makkah that in Ramadan how to occupy your time. He said, get the musallis in tilawat and then you make dua. So this is now so many masjids, not only in South Africa, all the murids of Mawlana throughout the world. One sheikh came here one Ramadan for a meeting, prison meeting. And he said, in Cape Town also I went and told our imam there. And they started it there. So many others. In the prison we told him, Asr to Maghrib, tilawat of the Quran. So our sisters at home are reading. People in the hospital, I met one brother. And we must request for duas, brothers Hafiz Rashid, Umar Saab, Daman Barakam, Mawa Musalli, the one of the walking Qurans, 80 years old. He's so sick. I went to visit him. Allah Ta'ala give him shifaya, ajila, daima, mustamira. How much of Qurans he used to read? Walking Quran in our midst, in this time, like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. Allah Ta'ala give him afiyat and khair for him. That's the noor of the Quran in his heart. Yet he is in the bedridden state. Only Allah knows. Allah wish best for everybody. So now this is the Quran will intercede. Not only on the day of Qiyamah. It is said a person who reads Quran regularly. In the answering of the questioning in the qabr, the Quran will intercede. The Quran will be a source of light in the qabr. And this is what it is. And my Ustad Rahmatullah Ali used to say, I'm ending off now. That keep that Quran in which you did hifz, you know your markings, you know your mistakes, so at home read that particular Quran. Keep one Quran that you carry everywhere. Keep the Quran, if you got a separate Quran in the masjid, no problem, carry a separate Quran at home. But ensure that you read the Quran, and the legacy you leave behind when you die, is donate that Quran to somebody, or somebody in the family. What will happen when you die, all your amal will cease. But if somebody going to read that Quran, isn't that will be sadaqah jariyah for you? Donate that Quran. Give it to somebody. Or make wasiyat in your family. I want my grandchildren, I want my children, somebody to read that Quran. I just to end off, because we work in the prison, we went to Barberton a few years ago. My father gave a copy, Rahmatullah Ali, 16 years this Ramadan, he passed away. Make dua for them, Allah fill the qabr with noor. About 4 years ago, we went to Barberton. One brother showed me a copy of the Quran, which my father gave him 20 years ago, with his name and signature. He said, I was in Westville prison, and then I've been traveling, I'm reading the same Quran which your father gave me. So I said, this is sadaqah jariyah, that's all. You don't know. We had Sayyid Sapia Rahmatullah Ali, one of our old Musallis. He told me, I remember, from the whole first time he used to ask Maulana, one Quran a week he used to finish. From this side, almost all the Qurans, almost I, as far as I know, I'm the Musalli of this masjid, maybe others no longer. He finished all the recitation of the Quran that are in this front side of the masjid. Now more Qurans have come. Who's going to read them? Another very last point I want to mention, brothers, is one Musalli is getting short. One Musalli is passing away. Who's filling the gap? This is where our children come in. Other Musallis, we need to make an effort. Quran halqa, Dawat halqa, inviting, knocking people's doors and say, bye, come to the house of Allah. We keep the house of Allah abad. Allah will protect our houses. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.